Okay, today Be'ezras Hashem, we begin the ninth parak of Maseches Brachos, and we're going to be doing Mishnayos Aleph and Beis of the ninth parak of Maseches Brachos. Says the Mishnah, Haroa Makom Shenasu Bonisim Yisrael. If a person sees a place where miracles were done for Klal Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shas Nisim Avseinu B'Makom Hazeh. He should say a bracha Shas Nisim Avseinu B'Makom Hazeh. Makom Shenekrav Menu Avod Zarev. He sees a place that Avod Zarev was uprooted from. Omer Baruch Shakra Avod Zarev Meirteinu. He should say a bracha that Hashem uprooted the Avod Zarev from our land. The Bartanur explains Makom Shenasu Bonisim. What would be examples of that? So he says, well, we crossed over the Yamsuf. Nachli Arnon, we were crossed over the Yarden, the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on, and when we were fighting with Amalek, you know, when Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his arms to cover Yisrael, and when he put down his arms, then Amalek overpowered us. Those kinds of miracles that we know about. Now, that's where everyone has to say a bracha. However, says the Bartanura, what if a miracle happened, but it wasn't for all the Klal Yisrael? It was a nes of a yachid, an individual experience, a nes. So then he says, Ihu chayev levruche baruch shasli nes makom hazeh, the fellow himself who experienced the nes has to say a bracha, ubno uben bino, and his son and grandson also have to say baruch shas anes, but he changes the nusach a little bit, la avosai b'makom hazeh. And by the way, says the Bartanura, we're going to have a whole parak of different brachos that we're going to be mentioning, and we're not going to say baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam in each of the mishnayos when we discuss these brachos, but you should realize all of these brachos require shem u'malchus. The Mishnah is just speaking in shorthand, so very important Bartanura over here. First of all, that last statement, just to start with that last statement, though, this is a statement that Bali Atosos pointed out also in the first daf of this perek, that everything in this perek we assume is a bracha v'shem u'malchus. That's why some people think that you could say a mapil without shem u'malchus, but it doesn't seem that way. It seems that every bracha that we're going to have in this perek is a bracha v'shem u'malchus. But going back to the earlier point, that if you're at a place where a nes happened to someone in your family, it's a private nes, it wasn't a nes for Klal Yisrael, then the son and the grandson would say a bracha. So it's interesting, because if you look in the Melech Shlomo, he says that Psak Halach in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Yud Ches is not only a son and a grandson, but Kol Yotze Yerecho has to say the bracha Shasanis La Avi B'Makom Hazeh, and that's what the Rashba writes in the Balaturim in the name of Yesh Mefarshim. The Bartanura is assuming like the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, but apparently that is not how we pass. We pass, it's not only a son and a grandson, but a great grandson, a great great grandson. As once asked a Shaila, someone said the great-grandchild of Holocaust survivors was going to visit the concentration camps where their great-grandparents were during the war. Any survival of a concentration camp is a nes. So is that the kind of thing that one should recite a bracha, sha'asu nes lavosai b'makom hazeh? It's possible that one would require a bracha in such a circumstance. Tosfos B'Kivei Eger on the side of the Mishnayos writes that when we say that, if you see a place, that the second halacha in the Mishnah, that if you see a place that Avodah Zarah was uprooted from, you say a bracha that it's a birchas shevach, that Hashem, that Avodah Zarah was uprooted from our land. Tosfos B'Kivei Eger says, but if you are the one who uprooted the Avodah Zarah, you're the one that had the gvaldik zuchus of removing the Avodah Zarah, so then you say a different kind of bracha, a birchas hamitzvah, asher kiddushan m'sosa v'tzivanu lak or Avodah Zarah me'artzeinu. He quotes a marsha on chiddush ha'gadus. So if that's the case, if you're the one that uprooted the Avodah Zarah, I think what he must mean is prior to uprooting the Avodah Zarah, because the Gemara tells us in a number of places in Shas, in Maseches Megillah, in Maseches Sukkah, all over Shas, that Kol HaMitzvos Kulon, in Maseches Pesachim, that Kol HaMitzvos Kulon Mevarchen Aleihen over Las Yasan, that we always recite a bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah, prior to doing the mitzvah. And in that sense, all the brachas we're learning about in this parak are very different than Birchas HaMitzvah, because Birchas HaShavach, Birchas Hoda'ah, when you're grateful and when you're praising Hashem, it's only after you see that which you're grateful for and that which you want to praise Hashem for that you recite the bracha. Birchas HaMitzvah is recited beforehand. So B'Kveig speaks very cryptically over here. He only says a couple of words, but since he formulates a Birchas HaMitzvah, he probably means right before you uproot the Avodah Zarah, if you're the one that's uprooting it, that you should recite the Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay, next Mishnah Beis. Al Azikin, V'al HaZva'os, V'al HaBrakim, V'al HaRa'amim, V'al HaRuchos, for a number of natural phenomenon that are impressive natural phenomenon. Omer Baruch Shekochu Gvorosam Aliyolam. We make a bracha about Hashem's Kalach and Gvura. What are these natural phenomena? So the Bartanur says Zikim is a shooting star. It's a kochav and yirakamo sheposeach harakiav yorakichetz. It shoots like an arrow from one place to another. Or he says maybe a star that looks like it has a tail to it. What are zvaos? He says that's an earthquake. Ra'amim are thunderous sounds. Ruchos are gale force winds. And Brachim is lightning. So when you have all of these things, you say Baruch Shekocho Gvuraso Malei Olam. Not all of these things, any of these things, you say Baruch Shekocho Gvuraso Malei Olam. Alaharim, if you see a mountain, so that's not an event. That's something that's stationed there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this impressive looking thing that's always there. Valagvaos, or these impressive valleys or canyons or things like that, like the Grand Canyon. Valayamim, where you see the oceans. Valanaharos, or great rivers, not just any river. Naharos means specifically, the Mefarshim on the side point out the rivers that are mentioned in Tanakh. Valhamidbaros, and you see deserts. Omer Baruch Osei Ma'aseh Bereishis. Then you say a bracha of Osei Ma'aseh Bereishis. Now it happens to be the Bartanur says that on the first list it was Kochel Gvrasa Meliolam. On this list it's also Ma'aseh Bereishis. But you say, you know what? If you say an Osei Ma'aseh Bereishis on the first list, that's good too, because that's also Ma'aseh Bereishis. Meaning, don't think that when Hashem makes a thunder or lightning or whatever, that's not Ma'aseh. That's also Ma'aseh Bereishis. You can say a bracha of Osei Ma'aseh Bereishis. You just can't say Kochel Gvrasa Meliolam on this list because they don't appear in the whole world. They only appear where they are stationed. All the other things appear in the entire world, but these things are stationary items in their location. You can't see the Grand Canyon in New York, but you can see thunder and lightning in New York. You can have an earthquake in any part of the world, technically, even though certain parts of the world are more susceptible to earthquakes. So that's the difference between the two sets of lists. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroes Yamagadol. Rabbi Yehuda says if someone sees the Yamagadol, so Omer Baruch Shasas Yamagadol, Bizman Sharos Olaprakim. He should say a bracha Shasas Yamagadol if he sees the Yamagadol once in a while. What does it mean once in a while? So the Bartanur points out Mishloshim Yom Lishloshim Yom. Every 30 days. If he sees it more frequently than 30 days, then he does not make a bracha. The Mishnah continues. When a person finds out that it's raining, or other good news, rain in general is good news in agricultural society, so you should say Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Now the thing is, when it comes to good news and saying Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, the halacha is we only say HaTov HaMeitiv when the good news is good for more than one person, when it's good for at least two people. So that's why, if you look at the Bartanura, when he says Ala Geshamim, Bartanura writes, that's if you own the land together with someone else, you have a partner, because it's hatov ametiv, tov for me and metiv for others as well. But when you don't own any land, you just say you're still grateful for the rain, but you wouldn't say hatov ametiv. And if you own land but you don't have a partner, then you say shachianu. That's always the chiluk. You buy a new car, so if it's a little sports car that only has one seat, only you're going to use it, so then you say shachianu. You buy a family car that the whole family is going to benefit from, then you say atov ametiv. I remember when I got engaged, I asked Rav Shechter what bracha my wife should say on the engagement ring, because I was not planning on wearing it. She was going to wear it, and it was a very expensive purchase, so I thought he was going to say shachianu, but he said no, atov ametiv, because you're as happy to give it to her as she is to receive it, and therefore the proper bracha is atov ametiv. If I'm not mistaken, I later found that Rav Moshe Feinstein writes the same thing in a tshuva in Igros Moshe. So that is what the Bartanura points out. If you look, however, in the Tosas Yom Tov, he writes that you don't need to be a partner in the land in order to say Hatov HaMeitiv. Says the Tosas Yom Tov, as long as you have neighbors and they have property also, it didn't just rain on your property, it rained on their property also. You don't have to have the same experience of goodness. I mean, you don't have to experience goodness on the same spot where they're experiencing the goodness to say Hatov HaMeitiv. It rained in the whole community, and that rain was good for everybody. So we say atov ameitiv for all of the goodness that happened, for all the rain that that came down. But that's the yisod, that atov ameitiv is when it's for multiple people, and shachianu when it's only for an individual. And then the Mishnah concludes, v'al shmos ra'os omer baruch dayana emes. For bad things, we say baruch dayana emes. If I'm not mistaken, this is where the Gemara tells us that what Shmuel's Ra'os, that's only in this world that there's a Baruch Dayana MS. But in the next world, La'asodavo, we're going to be able to have the perspective to see that there's no such thing as Shmuel's Ra'os. We're going to appreciate that everything is really for the good, and we're going to say Atov HaMeitiv even on what we perceive right now as being Shmuel's Ra'os. But we have to say Brachos right now in the way that we experience them. So therefore, we have to say Baruch Dayana MS. This is a Tziduk HaDin. It's acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing things right. We just don't understand it, so it's a form of tziduk adin. We have to bless the dayana emes. We can't say hatov ameitiv when bad things happen in this world, because we can't claim to understand why the bad things happen. And the bracha is supposed to be a reflection of the way that we're experiencing this world. So let's just quickly review. In Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if a person sees a place where miracles happened to Klal Yisrael, he says shas nisim lavasein b'makom hazeh. And we saw in the Bar Tanur, if it's a personal miracle, it's Lavosai b'makom hazeh. And then we said a list of if you see a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted from, you say a bracha on that as well. And then in Mishnah Beis, we started off with two lists: things that can happen, natural phenomena that can happen anywhere. Then you say kochu grosso male olam, fills the whole world. And then the natural wonders that are located in particular locations: the Rocky Mountains, the Grand Canyon, the Atlantic Ocean, things like that. That you say osa maisa bereshis. And then we said Rabbi Yehuda says if you see the Yama Gadol, you say Sha'asa si Yama Gadol, as long as you don't see it so frequently. And then we said for good news, like rain, you say Atova Meitiv, and for bad news, one recites Dayan HaEmes. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Tes Mishnah Gimel.